Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, English bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Right, so, yes, if you catch our Facebook, we're, like, totally wasted, and...
Mommy's been gone for almost 2 weeks.
And I don't think my honey's listening because we don't have this post on there, I don't think.
I posted on mine, but we're here, but...
You should send
I don't know.
Request, actually. You know
wait, what?
We got to send him a friend request.
For what?
So he can get on your friends, so he can, like...
Yeah, because I have a lot of my shit set to friends because I don't want people, you know, like my cousins and my aunt seeing
it. Right.
So, yeah, you know, I'd be okay with that.
Okay. Because I should still be able to do this, because I've always been able to do this on my computer. Send friend request. Then you can click. You click.
Boom.
Here. Oh, sorry, guys.
We're online. Stop it. We're on the air. Stop.
All right, he's still sending it for another person.
My balls ass.
Actually, or you can send him one. So,
I will.
Blah, 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 cancel. Blah, blah. So, otherwise, you can send him one. Dog bro.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
You know what? I like the name account better. Like,
well, whichever one he wants to add it on, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, other than that, I'll tell him to do that, and I hope I spelled it right. Is yours L-I-L-L?
Yes, two L's. Doggy is one L. Lily is one L, so I'm two.
Okay. Lily. Whoops. Spell that right. Anyway, yes, it's been one hell of a week. So, all right. Should I start?
Yeah.
I've been on the road. All right. First of all, coming home, well, leaving here, we went from St. Paul to Marshall, then we drove to Connecticut, and then back to fucking, I think it was Ohio, somewhere we dumped off that load, picked up another, and then went to Iowa. And as we were going through Illinois, Indiana and Illinois, apparently this big tornado stuff started the other day, and right after we went through Davenport, if you recall, we weren't too far from the tornado that destroyed Fairfield.
Chesterfield.
And then as soon as, we weren't too far. It's like as we were driving by shortly, the stuff was hitting right before, right after. The one in Fairfield hit, I think, after we drove through it. And after we got to, I call the cat. She'd be a guest tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Maggie. Come here to Mama. I'll fuck you, too. Anyway, then we got to the world's largest truck stop in Iowa, and an hour before we got there was a tornado, like, not even a mile away. So it was pretty insane. We missed the, we dodged the tornadoes all the way there. So, anyway. We're missing Andy Carr tonight.
Nobody's here.
I know, nobody's here tonight. That's fuck them all, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah, really.
It's all okay. It's okay.
I don't want to go downstairs. I thought I saw a big shadow in the face. I said it couldn't be. I don't know.
Yeah.
There could be stuff, I think, maybe that has, like, been stored down there since I've left, so.
Yeah, it probably is. I fucking created a poltergeist just because you were gone. I created something, so I was so fucking
mad.
Well, good. I'm glad you did. You should have. No,
I know.
I wanted you to get out of the house. You need to do your thing. I'm glad you did.
Well, I've been doing this for, like, over 5 years now. My post? What the hell? Anyway. So since the fucked up husband fucked me up, and all that, I finally met somebody that's more than amazing. And I just, love it. I'm a style love. It. You know, it just shows he's only had people off for his money, and that's why I'm principled on that. He doesn't have to buy me dinner 3 times a day. He doesn't have to take me to Outback Steakhouse like some other pump did and used them and then dumped them. And, you know, when you take someone out and you think that they're into you and you spend like a hot fucking $75 on a damn steak dinner for the both of you, and then you read a message saying that they're saying that you make their skin crawl. I mean, come on. You know, I'm going to kick these cunts in the fucking cunt. I mean, I'm sorry, I do. It's like, it's nasty. I hate it. That's just gross. I mean,
yeah,
he's like the most, I don't know where they would get that. I mean, you know, I'm protected. I mean, this guy can whoop ass. He could fucking whoop ass. And for someone who messed up their knee in a motorcycle accident, and all they want to do is pass the carpet call, and they haven't done anything with me in the second like itself. So, yeah, you've been going around suffering that long. And like, you know what? Fuck it. If somebody breaks a leg, they're going to have crutches. All right? He's not going to walk on crutches. So, whatever. You know, I love the guy. Whatever. So, fuck the cunt. You know, they did me a favor. I got him. So. Anyway, April Fool's, fuck you. Ha!
Yeah.
I love it. So, then we've had this thing about cat allergies, all right? My man's, like, coming to our house right now. He's out in his luxury truck liner there, and can't come in, otherwise he literally died. I've never knew cat allergies like that from a cat existed. Mm-hmm. Now my daughter here is allergic to cats.
Yeah, even after I've owned cats all my life, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this much, I scared of clear allergies when I was younger to like stuff, so.
Wait, know what? They know that to be.
It could be. I mean,
it just be meant to be.
There's sometimes, okay, when I, like, in my 20s, I started getting allergies during the summertime, and my boss I worked with was having them too, and they were supposed to be in different things that seemed like they weren't working except for the stuff that would knock me out, like Benadryl. My boss, on the other hand, was taking bee pollen injections, and I didn't want to go that far, and it seemed like I had them for like maybe 3 years in a row, and then they just disappeared. I don't have that anymore. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe this might disappear with you because, I mean, it happened with
well,
me.
Hopefully, but then again, it's like,
I
got to make a big deal, so you have to get rid of them anyway. So it's like, maybe it's just meant to be. Who knows?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I can get my little buddy, whatever. I'm so excited.
I actually excuse it.
Oh, God.
I know my big ass was.
No, I wasn't looking at your ass.
Mm-hmm. That's not. I thought my daughter well.
No, you know what? I would rather, especially if, you know, she's had him since he was a puppy, it's like I'd rather have him be able to stay there and.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that, and, you know, I would prefer if an animal can stay in there, you know, with someone they know instead of having to be relocated. I'm okay with that.
Right. You know, and...
You're sitting on the bed.
Sorry.
Little Miss Lily, she sits...
She
holds over there if you want to.
All right, I got this under my butt. Little Miss Lily will crawl in the bed.
Your robe's right there, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's clean. Little Miss Lily will crawl in bed with me, and she'll, like... Dive under the colors.
She'll dive under the colors like an
acid
head.
Yeah.
She's an acid head. I got a
We had a night. I'm We had a night. We had to leave the air on and he had to put his fan on. It was so warm. And then last night we woke up, we were both freezing and had to start the truck to get the heat going. So. I'm fucking wasted. Whoa, wait. Ah, drop the phone. Ow, and I punched the table. Ow. Sorry, folks. I hope I didn't disconnect anybody. Oh, no, we're still in the air. It's okay. I reached over to grab my cigarette, and I punched my knuckles into the table, and then the phone fell, but it's all good. Hey, it's got to be
a good job.
Please move for a second.
It's got to be a good job because I'm not here.
Why can't I remember anything? over yet.
Yeah, it is. Here we are, and I'm drunk, and I'm cool.
And I'm old.
And we're cool.
And
cool.
Hopefully my guy is not. Seriously, Tourette's guy dies? Is he really dead? Dude, I'm sorry. I don't know about this stuff. I'm going to wait.
Nah.
Or when she tells me stuff, I
this is a song that I like while you were away.
Okay. So, like, my back still hurts.
Yeah!
Who cares? Don't scream.
Fuck off!
All right. She's having trust. All right. Come on now. Come on.
Bitch.
No kidding. Harry anus.
Pennsylvania.
No, it just had to be on the
I didn't know that that existed, but
I hope he's some...
No, it's super glue.
Super glue.
Go to Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, you want to go to the Jersey Shore?
I go to the Jersey Shore, bitch!
George, you want to go to the Jersey Shore? We totally got to go from Intercourse.
Yep, go deal with Intercourse.
Like, I wanted to bring me back to Intercourse. So
unless your corner's been squeaking.
Yeah, really.
It's Intercourse.
The trash just starts rocking, that's all.
Ew.
Well, it's fucking Intercourse, Pennsylvania, you know, so you see went to truck barn.
So I'll only get through there.
Dude, you got a truck stop. All you know is when you're walking to go to the shower and you see a truck barn. You know, someone's having fun.
That's fucking embarrassing, man.
You don't give a fuck. Seriously, we don't give a fuck.
And the truck's all like locked.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck, all right? The dog's trying to get in on the action. That's sick shit. The dog's sitting there. No. A little doggy's sitting there, like, licking me, checking. No, not there. The dog's, like, licking our faces, like, checking on me, licking my face.
You know, is there any shot-off between the cab and the back, though?
Huh?
Isn't there a shot-off between the cab and the back?
Yeah, but the dog just kind of wants to, you know, we got a couple different things to get back off. Thing is, doggy will go in the corner and sit where she usually sits. And then it's, like, later on, she'll, like, come lick my face and, like, check on me and stuff. Like, she's, like that. So, like, come up and be, like, are you okay? And start looking at my face and stuff.
Yeah, it's, like, bitch.
Kind of sick.
Ew. Well, I guess it depends what you had on your face or whatnot, you know. But
yeah, she said yes. She said yes.
What else? It depends what you had on your face. All right,
though. You know what, honey? We need to take my guy on a life.
I guess it's
weekend.
Like, you
know,
you know, certain things on your face. You might not want a dog.
Yeah, it depends on your face.
No, I said it. You know, depends on your face.
Speaking of depends, okay, what I was going to say is, sorry to interrupt you, not.
Of course. Yeah,
every time we walk into the store.
It doesn't matter.
God. Okay, and we're standing at a checkout. You know what I see right there in my face?
You see dick. Balls.
Gross! No, there's this golf thing. It had like some
balls, balls
dick, and it was like shaped like a fucking man.
Well, it's almost right.
No, seriously. Every station we're at, I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I happen to look around at what they have on display. Guess what's the number one thing? What's been on our show like the last few weeks? What I see on a display.
Wiener. Balls and wiener.
I don't see a balls and dude. Extends. Hello.
Balls.
Extends, dude.
Doctor told me it's like, aww.
What? She's fucked up, man. She don't know. Alright, you know what? I'm gonna go piss. Okay, sure, we're supposed to be talking
about my friend.
It's extends, not depends, extends. So we need to go to a song.
We already did, you motherfucker.
Oh, well, how much time do we have? Andy, are you out there?
If he is, he's fucking irritated.
No, because I don't want to go out there and get this shit scared out of me like I did not.
Okay, we have 1 minute and 20 seconds.
All right, I went
you
downstairs.
You want to end it earlier?
No, because I went downstairs to put stuff in the wash, like run it through another cycle. And, like, in the corner of my eye, I just saw, like, this big dark shadow in the corner of the basement. And I don't know, like, I didn't even want
to. I did, too, but I just know where it, and I haven't seen that. Dude, you know what's weird?
Oh, my God, what?
The last week or so.
Since I've been gone.
Yes.
That got like,
since when you were gone, it's like I'll wake up. It's like I'll just randomly sit up when I'm sleeping. No, like have my eyes open. And it's like that and that and all that shit. It's like it looks
so different in the dark. It's like, it looks like this is random fucking.
Do you know what time it is? So I'm waking up at, like,
and I fucking get freaked out, and I'm like,
alright.
And I lay down, I'm like, okay.
I'm waking up between
1 hour. Yeah. The
first
time. No, that's around the time that I wake up.
Oh my God.
And it's fucking scary. Sometimes at midnight, sometimes a little bit later.
I wake up between 2
I don't
always
check the time. I don't always check the time, but
it's
always thinking it's because that in the dark, even though it looks whatever,
fuck you,
it looks so different at night. And then that over there, it looks different. It just looks creepy as fuck in the mirror. And then over here, it's like I'm looking around like there's all these weird ass things. And I eventually, I'm like, okay, here we go. Okay. I'm dreaming.
Gotta play it.
And I lay back down. And I'm like, okay. I fall asleep again, but no. No, but seriously, that shit fucking freaks me out.
So I've been waking up at that time between 2 and 2:30 every night.
I've had bad dreams. I have fucking woke up to that shit. It's like, you know, when you're half asleep, shit just looks so different. That's just fucking scary. I smoke cigarettes.
Why am
I
waking up?
There it is. And I lay down. I'm like, okay.
All right, you guys. So next week, we're going to have a log about
this.
We're going to start logging what time we wake up.
We're in archive mode.
Oh, we're in archive mode. So kiss my fucking cunt hole. Bye.
Girls, okay. Bye, bitches.
I know.
Love you.